The family of a 2.5-year-old girl knocked down and killed at the Jamestown police barracks by the Teshid District Police Commander, Superintendent Peter Yembila, is demanding justice in the case. The visibly traumatized mother of the deceased, Solace Akufo-Addeku, says she wants nothing but the immediate prosecution of the police commander. Madame Deku says she feels sad that since the incident happened about 10 months ago, no administrative action has been taken against the police officer. Instead, he was transferred and promoted. Radio Ghana's Bubu Klinogo has been following up on the case.
It was December 18 last year at about 9:30 in the morning when Superintendent Peter Yembila was driving a Toyota Highlander with registration number GS7387-11 from the direction of the Ghana National Fire Service Training School heading to Jamestown Police Station along the Ni Ajekua Road. On his arrival at a spot opposite Sacred Heart Technical School, Jamestown, while entering the police barracks, he knocked down the little girl who was in the company of other children at the barracks. According to medical reports, the victim sustained serious injuries, leading to her death. That is the sad story of how Madame Solace Akufo-Addeku, a nurse at the Asha Polyclinic at Jamestown, lost her 2.5-year-old daughter. Madame Deku is unhappy that since then, not much has been done to assuage her pains.
The death of my daughter has traumatized the whole family, especially my son. The gruesome death of his younger sister made him to be frustrated because he's a small boy and has seen the scene, the blood pulling out of her sister. My son began to act in a different way, meaning psychologically he's not sound. The police service is aware. They assure us that they'll be changing the accommodation for us because where we are staying and looking at the scene, we are frustrated. We went to them to change the environment for us and to no avail. Then too, I was pregnant about 6 months when the thing happened. So we went there, they will tell you to come, you go and there's no solution. Since the incident happened, I did see the face of the man, relative or nobody, to even say a word of sorry to us. Even if you kill somebody's goat or dog, you will feel sorry and say something to the owner. And here like the case, human being in her own house, you kill her and not even say a word of sorry.
At the time of the incident, Superintendent Yembila was a deputy superintendent of police stationed at Jamestown. Just about a week after the accident, he was transferred to Teshi as district commander. He has also been promoted to the rank of a superintendent with effect from the 1st of last month. Madame Deku said the whole family is traumatized and what they need now is swift justice.
I petitioned the attorney general. They said they are working on the case, but the follow-up we've been making shows it's moving in a slow pace. Even last week, Tuesday, we were there and what we heard is not encouraging. I begged the AG to do something fast so that action will be taken against the man. Prosecution will be the only thing that will make me happy.
According to Radio Ghana checks, Superintendent Yembila had no valid vehicle insurance as at the time of the accident. While the accident occurred at about 9:30 that morning, he managed and got an insurance issued that same day, apparently after the accident. For now, Madame Solace Deku and her entire family are looking up to the police administration and the Attorney General's Department for swift justice. As the saying goes, justice delayed is justice denied. Bubu Klenogo reporting for Radio Ghana News.
Meanwhile, a private legal practitioner and law lecturer at the Central University, Yao Pong, says the parents of a little girl can initiate civil action against the police commander. He said though it may not bring back their daughter to life, it may at least satisfy them that justice has been served to them.
From your story, it means that criminal proceedings have commenced, and that is why the matter has been forwarded to the attorney general. Because usually the person would have been taken to a court, maybe the motor court where there is one, or the general court. And then the matter will be referred to the attorney general because there's death involved. Normally, it can take a bit of time at the attorney general department because of the workload. Beyond that, the person can also commence a civil suit against the one personally if there has been loss of income, loss of earning, and recently they have added to the right to grieve. So if all these things are put together, a civil claim may be made against this particular person so that at least, even though it cannot replace the lost child, it can satisfy the parents in a way that justice has been done. The issue about he being promoted, one, I don't know whether he was transferred just because of this case, But in other areas, for example, the fire service man who has been charged with rape, he has been interdicted. So if a police officer has also allegedly caused the death, and if in fact he's been charged with reckless driving or all the appropriate charges, then I think that in the minds of the victim's parents, or even in some cases, if the victim is the victim, it is being glorified in a way. And that is why I think the police administration should be made aware of this particular matter and the appropriate steps are taken.
That was a private legal practitioner and lecturer at the Central University College, Yau Pong. We have been joined on the line by the Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service, Superintendent Cephas Afa, to tell us more about this case. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon.
We want to first find out about whether you are aware of this very case.
Frankly speaking, I am not aware of this case. I only got aware about, or got a hint of it only yesterday when your producer got in touch with me. And I wasn't going to make any comment on it until he thought that I could carry out some education, public education on this. My information is that the mother of the child is aggrieved and is not happy with the pace at which the matter is being handled. And I wanted to say that the matter is being handled, as per my information, by the regional police headquarters. And if there's anything that Madame is not happy with, she could also call on the regional police command for some explanation to be done, or in case of anything, for some urgency to be put on the issue. I don't think the first thing now is to go public, especially when something is being done about it. So I also urge the victim's mother, or the madam, the mother of the child, to still call the regional police command where the matter is being handled. Or better still, if she is still aggrieved about the pace at which it's being handled, the Inspector General of Police, do a petition to the police headquarters to see how best the matter will be handled for her. I don't think that anybody will keep this matter under the carpet for anything.
Very well. Superintendent Cephas Arthur, Director of Ghana Police Service, we want to thank you for your time this afternoon.